Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Working on Our Zeit Moves. Dun-dun-dun-dun, backseat driving blues. Ah, you know who it is. I'm Jack O'Brien. That is...
what?
Miles Gray.
It's me. And it is I, Baltazar Getty, a.k.a. Miles Gray.
Miles. Let's tell them what's trending right now.
Yeah, fuck.
All good news.
All the best shit. All every if you want to feel so good about our future around the globe.
Yeah.
And knowing that progress is happening before our eyes.
What a night.
You must nightmare.
Yes.
The fucking Tories, man. The conservative government in the UK. I think it was the worst loss for labor since like 1935. Anyway, we're talking about the UK election.
Yeah, the UK election was a big blowout for the conservatives and their little Trump light, Boris Johnson,
who is
a racist journalist.
This is a wild one, too, because you look at sort of the similarities to a lot of people. The conservatives in the U.S. are celebrating because they're like, you see, man, labor tried to be too woke.
Right.
And look what happened. Watching how like a lot of things were playing off on, are playing out on Facebook. And just all the dimensions of what this means. Like, obviously, now this clears the way for Boris Johnson to push Brexit through.
Right.
But that's going to be a very long process to do, like, to fully decouple from the EU. But, yeah, I mean, I know it's the same thing here. Like, the takes of people who I follow, like, in the UK, it's the same thing when, like, they don't understand why Republicans vote for, working people vote for Republicans.
Right.
And just like, they're like, why do these fucking working people keep voting Tory?
Right.
Same shit, baby. Different game, different name, same plan.
Just voting for yourself to be fucked to death.
Yeah. And just, and keep it rich as fuck. Yeah. I mean, my goodness. I can only imagine the stress of like trying to figure out what your tomorrow looks like in a country after a just disastrous election.
Yeah, we don't have to really imagine that.
No, we lived it, bro. We're actually
I'm Dr. Manhattan.
But this is kind of terrifying because 2016, same shit. Brexit happened, the first Brexit, and people were like, watch out, America. You could have a populist upset, shocking loss, too. And sure enough,
yeah,
that's what happened. And maybe this is where we're headed. Maybe we're all fucked. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
22nd Amendment.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Just to keep things in a positive, happy direction.
Yeah.
22nd Amendment. Mike Huckabee is saying, and this is, I've been saying this for a long time, that we're not getting Trump out of the White House unless it's in a body bag. Not like saying that we need to kill him, but just saying he's never going to go.
Yeah, he wants to quite literally be there till the wheels fall off of his own body.
Stalin is his ideal situation. He just wants people to be too scared to come in when they hear his body hit the floor.
This whole thing, right, is a lot of it, everyone's like, the feeling is when Trump is out of office and no longer the president, he still has a lot of legal liability he's facing. And what Huckabee said, which sort of kicked this whole thing off, he tweeted about how he's going on Hannity to say that, like, how Trump would be eligible for a third term because of illegal attempts by Comey, Dems, and media et al. Attempting to oust him as POTUS. Here's the deal. If this nightmare scenario plays out and he's reelected in 2020, you can only imagine how hard they're going to maybe go on the 22nd Amendment to our Constitution that clearly states no one will serve more than two terms.
Right.
You know,
he'll go very, very hard.
That shit is so... that's like literally when he'll be like, that's it. No one can now... Like, that's when you're God. At that point, when you've completely sold everything the fuck out, and you can only imagine the kinds of things that he would be talking about if he knew.
His acceptance speech would be like, I am your God Emperor now, and I will be running for a third term, and everyone would cheer. We're fucked. Everyone's fucked. Everything is fucked.
Why we got to be on top of this fucking election. Please, Lord, seriously. I mean, what the fuck? How razor thin those margins were last time.
Yeah.
Like, it really... Oh, man. Well, here, look. Hey, if there's a turnout, then Democrats usually turn up.
Right. But I don't know. We'll see. Does this make you scared about, like, somebody like Bernie? So the Labor Party basically made it so that they were not Brexit, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was the Brexit option, and it seemed like people who were in between, some people argued, you know, because Labor was going so hard and so far left, some people argued that they forced the Liberals to vote Tory.
I get when if you think you're purely basing your political reality off of things you see on, like, social media or Twitter to get an idea. But a lot of the polling, especially in areas where you would normally think people would be voting conservative, that even people like Bernie Sanders have support there, shows that there is a segment of people who clearly understand what's at stake and are willing to sort of get behind something like that. I don't know. I mean, I'm not even willing to entertain. This is the kind of story that people who, like, support Joe Biden are going to jump right on top of.
Right. They're going to be like, this is what happens.
Hold on. One thing at a time. Get Trump out.
Tune into Crooked Media to hear all the reasons why you have to support a centrist lib.
Yo, Joe was pretty chill, though.
Yeah.
You could do push-ups.
There was that one time he beat Tommy in a push-up contest.
Yeah.
Sorry.
T-Bone.
I don't mean to be mean to those guys.
No.
Nah. Let's talk about Peloton actress.
Yeah, she is... Monica Ruiz is her name.
Oh, is it?
She has...
Shout out to Monica Ruiz.
My God.
Blown the fuck
up. How the fuck
up.
Is this commercial... We can't escape this shit.
Yeah, they actually just recast Wonder Woman. She is the new Wonder Woman instead of Gal Gadot.
I think people should start deep faking her into iconic films where a woman needs to look scared. And I think you have a sick video.
I respect her appearance on, I don't know if it was local news.
Today Show. Yeah, with Hoda.
I cannot tell the difference between news between the
it's hard to look at those
news.
Logos in the corner until unless I see the network logo, I'm like, is everything a weird, vague sunrise?
But they so they did a package, a news package about how everybody was shitting all over the Peloton ad, and then they cut back and Hodo's like, I gotta respect, you were laughing your ass off that whole time, like as we were shitting on you. Why do you think this commercial has rubbed so many people the wrong way? And in my heart of hearts, the meanest possible answer that I could have given to that is it's her face. Her face, there's something about how scared and worried she looks the whole time in the ad that sets the tone. It's like, yo, her husband is like,
what's going on?
Yeah, there's just something unnerving there. Her answer was, I think it's my face.
I think it was my face.
Like, I was looking at my eyebrows, and, like, my eyebrows just looked weird and, like, worried. And
but it, you know it, what? If you read the text, it sounds, it's sort of tragic. Honestly, I think it was just my face. It was my fault.
But she's saying, she's saying it, like, laughing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she's like, my eyebrows look, like, worried.
Right.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I mean,
she seems very, very chill.
She seems very chill.
My favorite was in that news package when they're like, on social media, all the critics were panning the commercials like, this is sexist. And this user said, called it straight trash.
Straight, they did say
straight fucking straight trash.
Oh, shit. She's a very pretty woman. I'm sure she'll have a fine career.
But here's the thing, man. When you get so narrowly
associated
with something, it can be tough. I'm sure, I hope, look, Ryan Reynolds, be a kind God.
Yeah, get her in your next feature.
It'd be great, but like whatever movie she's in, she keeps ruining it with that same expression. Right.
They're just like, sorry, Ma, gotta let you go. What else is trending? Clinton Portis. You remember Clinton Portis?
Yeah, did he go to Miami?
NFL running back. I don't know if he went to Miami. I remember him from the Redskins. He was like, he had a season where he was deadly for the Redskins. He's power
and
speed. And Miami. He did go to Miami. The NFL is suing him?
Yeah, or he's actually
he's facing years
in
jail.
He's facing up to 20 years because he was involved in a scheme where they would use the NFL's insurance plan to charge them for bunk treatments to get reimbursements. And him and like whoever many people, it's like over 10, they got like $3 million in reimbursements basically.
Yeah.
So they're like, this is like fraud.
Right.
And you're looking at 20 years. And I mean, oh boy.
I'm going to go ahead and side with Clinton Portis on this.
Scamming the NFL. Oh,
scamming
yeah.
the NFL. Yeah. Like I can't think.
I have
of,
no empathy, sympathy, right. no, nothing in my heart for the NFL.
Like you, I have more sympathy for Andy Garcia's casino boss from Ocean's 11 than I do the NFL. Like, fucking rip those motherfuckers off. Like,
yeah.
I do not. Like, is there really a jury that's going to be like, yeah, no, fuck this guy who had his body completely destroyed by the NFL and now still needs, like, to cheat to get enough money?
Well, that's unfortunately not going to be the case that the defense presents, I doubt. They'd be like, look, y'all, this dude fucked his body up. And they're looking at a bunch of like older white people in the jury
right.
who are just like, well, yeah. look, sounds like that black man stole money.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, I mean, I don't know. We'll if there's maybe he'll plea out or something, but I couldn't believe, like, at first I was really curious what exactly was going on because I was like, how did he defraud an insurance thing? Or not specifically, because I don't know. I just couldn't imagine.
$3 million is a lot.
That's a lot, but between a few people.
Yeah. yeah.
Between a few people.
Anyways, shout out to him, scam god, Clinton Portis. get your money, let this guy go, juries of America.
You know, look, fraud's not good, but I understand.
That's right, especially when it's bilking the NFL.
And Roger Goodell today, too, was like, oh, we're moving on from Colin Kaepernick, too. That was like a statement.
He did?
Yeah, after that like sham tryout thing they tried to do a couple months ago. Or a month or two ago, he was like, you know, we tried and then his people like rejected our like stupid. He had to sign all this shit if he was going to get reinstated. And they're like, no, thank you. Like, not like this. And he was like, well, we tried. So therefore, we wash our hands of this. Goodbye.
We're moving on from Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he talking about? Like, that's not the NFL's commissioner's decision.
That's how he that was his way of
Yo,
saying.
Yo, this dude needs. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This country.
Is
this world
no
is driving me crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's fucked.
Old rich white guys. We need to eat them. Let's take them out.
Hell yeah, take them out to a nice steak dinner.
That's what I mean. Those guys need a good square meal.
Get a nice little kissy kiss.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this very depressed version of the working on our Zeit moves.
Zeit night. Geist. Yep. Miss Geist.
That's right. Have a good night, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with another podcast. Talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.